I'm in the back room of a London pub at a very traditional event. It's a wedding reception. The speeches have just been made. The drink is flowing freely. The bride and groom are peering into each other's eyes. So yes, it is a very traditional event, but there is a modern twist to it. So let's have a chat to the bride and groom, Mark. What's been any different from any normal wedding?
The wedding itself was set up as a Facebook event. We set this up and invited everybody on Facebook. Then the promotion to try and get all of our friends to come was on Twitter and Facebook as well. And then if you look on Twitter today, we can see all of our friends talking about it, sharing photographs and stuff from the day.
Angelica, were you dubious about this idea, or is it your idea too?
It was also my idea. My parents, for example, didn't get to make it to the wedding, but they were really closely following what was going on and really feeling like they were taking part of it, and that's all thanks to social media tools.
Mark and Angelica may be an extreme case, but in just a short space of time, the idea of sharing our lives on the internet has become commonplace. From Leeds to Lagos, from Minnesota to Mumbai, hundreds of millions of people now turn to sites like Facebook and Twitter when they want to tell the world about a new baby, a new job, exams, passed or failed, news, views, just about everything, from the life-changing to the irredeemably trivial. Over the next 3 weeks, I'll be delving into the history of this phenomenon, asking where social networking has come from and where it may be heading next. But let's begin by finding out how we got here. It's a story that starts a lot earlier than you might think.